We head across North America for our GeoQuiz today. We are looking for a body of water in British Columbia, Canada. The mouth of the sound is roughly 40 miles northwest of Vancouver at the Strait of Georgia. The sound ends at the town of Squamish. The water was almost devoid of aquatic life for decades because of pollution from a nearby copper mine. Runoff contaminated the water and killed fish and vegetation even after the mine was shut down back in 1974. But local communities fought for a cleanup. After years of legal wrangling, they got action. Their government and some of the mining companies came up with $60 million to open a water treatment plant. Today, the Sound and nearby Britannia Creek are bouncing back. Herring, pink salmon, trout, and other marine life have returned. So what's the sound we're talking about? You'll find out a little bit later in the program. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, Narcissism Put to Music, coming up next. First, though, our GeoQuiz answer. It's a sound in British Columbia that's seeing a renewal of life. The answer is how sound. For nearly 70 years, runoff from a nearby copper mine ended up in the sound and in a creek that fed into it. The runoff killed fish and vegetation. Even after the mine closed in 1974, the water remained poisoned. So local communities lobbied for a major cleanup. Mark Angelo is chair of the Rivers Institute at the British Columbia Institute of Technology in Burnaby. He says that when he first saw the Howe Sound in Britannia Creek back in 1974, they looked like dead zones.
For instance, I'd go diving near the creek's mouth, and there were no crabs, there were no shellfish, there were no sea urchins, no vegetation. It was a bit like a moonscape. And I'd see the same kind of thing as I walked up and down the river. You know, there were no fish. So both the creek and the sound were in dire straits back then.
So the community groups around the area began putting pressure then on the local government, but it took a while before any cleanup effort began. How did things get turned around to the extent that finally the owners of the mine even bought into cleaning it up?
Well, we profiled the fact that this was one of the toxic hotspots in Canada. Britannia Creek also topped our annual most endangered rivers list, so the issue got a lot of profile. So I think the government, for both environmental reasons, but also for public health reasons, the government knew that something had to be done. They helped us in approaching the companies, and after many, many years, we finally came up with a solution where both the companies contributed and the government contributed to the cleanup, and that's something we finally got to launch into 2005.
So it was a 50-50 effort, roughly?
It was a 50-50 effort.
How much was the total bill on this, the cleanup?
The treatment plant cost about $60 million, and plus there are ongoing operational costs. But when we see the results that have come out of that, it's certainly something that's been worth it.
Well, tell us about the results. This is 500,000 pounds of heavy metals removed from the sound later, so 6 or 7 years later after the cleanup began. What do you see now, and describe it for us in the creek?
Well, I walk up the creek now and I'll turn over rocks and I'll see insects, aquatic insects. And insects are really important as a food source for fish. I'm seeing vegetation in the creek now, whereas there was none 5 or 6 years ago. We've got resident trout moving back into the system. And this year, actually, to see pink salmon come back, that has been incredibly exciting. And it really highlights the fact that if the right steps are taken, we can be successful in turning things around. And I think that's a message that has application across North America.
All right. Thank you, Mark Angelo of the British Columbia Institute of Technology in Burnaby. Thanks again.
Thank you, Lisa.